This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Planned Parenthood fallout continues. Two more states have ignored White House threats and have defunded Planned Parenthood. In the wake of the specimen for sale scandal, Utah Governor Gary Herbert says other groups can provide essential services and ordered payments stopped to the abortion giant. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchison also stopped Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood Friday. Late last week, even specimens broker Stem Express cut ties with Planned Parenthood. Representative Chris Smith, who authored the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, says the White House is ignoring significant human rights abuses in China and other nations. Gender selection, latent in the over 400 million abortions since 1981 in China, has created a human trafficking problem which to some appears irreversible. Smith says the annual trafficking report to Congress is, for the sake of other White House agendas, blind to the plight of trafficked women and children. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
Major media outlets continue to say that the abortion issue doesn't matter to Americans in the 2016 elections. One CNN commentator said that only his favorite pro-abortion Republican candidate has any chance of winning, as people like Marco Rubio keep the abortion issue front and center in their campaigns. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.